Hell is the greatest gift that God has given us. Hell is the sign that God loves us. Hell is the most wonderful thing that God has ever given us. You know, if I'm going to do a 10-day series on hell, we might as well start positively. And I want to have a different spin on it, as you know I like to do. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is the channel Uniquely Mary. And we have just finished a massive 30-day marathon on purgatory. And now we're going to do 10 days on hell, some of my own reflections, along with information from the Diary of Divine Mercy, and more specifically from a work by St. Alphonsus Liguori that is on the topic of hell. Now, many people, when they hear that, they think I must be crazy, and maybe I am, but this is the way I see it. Hell is the perfect sign that we have free will. We don't ever really think about that. I'm a parent, and many of you are parents. And one of the greatest mistakes that we make as parents is we don't really give our children free choice. They can choose this and they can choose this, but we often don't really allow them to experience the consequences of their decisions. It's called enabling. I work as a therapist, and so I very much know about that. We want to prevent our children from suffering the consequences of their mistakes because we don't want them to get hurt. And in doing that, we're keeping them from being full adults. God isn't like that. God really, really loves us. And He loves us so much that He does not want to force us to be with Him. He actually gives us a choice. You know, if hell didn't exist, then this would all be a huge joke. Jesus would have died for nothing. He died on the cross to save us from hell, but it also presumes that it's a choice that's given. So before He died for us, that's where we were all going. There was no choice. And now we have a choice: heaven, purgatory, and hell. But heaven doesn't make any sense if we're forced to go there. And we really need to understand those three choices as real choices that we have. Again, parents often do this. They save their children from the consequences of their decisions. And that's the greatest gift that you can give your child: to allow them to make mistakes and then to not pick up the pieces, to let them figure it out and become true adults, not out of hatred for them or out of arrogance, but out of a sincere love for them. God does that for us all the time. He allows us to run away from Him. He allows us to betray Him. He allows us to choose against Him, even if that choice is permanent. He wants us to trust Him, but the flip side of that is that He trusts us. He entrusts us with the greatest decision ever. Some people would think that that was crazy. Some people would say, why does God give us so much power where we could choose our eternal destiny? And it's because of love. That's what love is. Now, we also have to place the idea of hell kind of within a certain context. Now, one kind of misguided way of seeing hell is that, why would a loving God send anyone to hell? And I think a better question is, why would a loving God force us to go to heaven? That's the real question. See, when someone says the previous question, why would a loving God send someone to hell, they're presuming a lot of things about love. And this is what they typically think: love is awesome, love feels great, love is easy, love is all rainbows and butterflies and unicorns. And any of you that are married or have children know that love is intensely difficult. Love is suffering, which is why God doesn't force us to love Him, because He knows how difficult it is, and He wants that choice to be free. The greatest symbol that we have as Catholics, as humans, of love is the cross, and He doesn't want to force anyone to do that. But if we choose against love, love takes with it all the fruits of love, which are light, pleasure, joy, community, peace, and all the things that we find in heaven. And what do you have left when you take love and everything that goes with it? You have hell: darkness, separation, isolation. So it is a real choice, but it's not the cheap choice that we kind of are made out to be. Love is amazing and everyone should choose it. No, it's really difficult. It's really difficult to be a parent. It's really difficult to love your spouse for the rest of your life. It's really difficult to be a priest or a nun. It's not easy. God cannot force us. In the same way, God cannot force anyone and will not force anyone to go to heaven. That's why, my friends, hell is the greatest gift that God has given us, because it means that you have a choice. You really do have free will. This is the real thing.